New Age of Influence Show, episode 129. Ideas are shit. Execution is the game. How to outpace and outdo yourself. Welcome to the New Age of Influence podcast with your host, best-selling author, speaker, and the business owner, Mac Utput. The show designed for the aspiring entrepreneurs and business owners succeed in business and life and take inspired actions, where we cover practical tips and strategies around building your brand, marketing, mindset, personal excellence, and more.
Hey guys, Mac here. So I wanted to do this segment from a couple of different perspectives, and I wanted to kind of bring it together. So success, problem solving, clarity, confidence, ideas, execution. How do you really bring it together, right? And as they say, success is built on inconveniences. We have also heard that ideas are useless unless and until you put it to the execution, right? We are all creative people. At any given point in time, we have a lot of ideas germinating in our mind, but many a times we tend to miss the boat, even though we have good intent, right? So I wanted to come up with some kind of framework, mini framework, that will allow you to channelize your thoughts in the right direction. So I have written a couple of terms here: success, problem solving, execution, clarity, confidence, prioritization, right? And as I started talking about, at any given point in time, we have multiple ideas at our disposal, right? And we tend to get captivated by FOMO, right? Fear of shiny objects, or fear of missing out on that action, right? So I'm going to help you direct your thoughts, channelize your thoughts in the right direction. So if you take a look at top earners, elite leaders, successful people, you will find that they're good at two things. Number one, problem solving, and number two, execution. And the reason they are able to solve the problems is because they have clarity. And from the clarity, it gives them the confidence, and then confidence gives them the execute, ability to execute. So today's focus is more or less on problem solving and clarity, how to develop that clarity, and how to become, how to come out ahead as the winner when you are grappling with many ideas. So I've created one mini framework I wanted to talk to you about, right? So this is a simple exercise, but it will help you tremendously. So let's say if you have like five or six ideas that are germinating in your mind, but you are not able to put the pedal to the metal, right? Here is a simple framework that I have come up with. Write all your ideas down. Idea one, idea two, idea three. So I have taken some couple of examples. So one of your idea could be starting a podcasting show. The other idea could be you want to write a book, right? You have a lot of expertise, subject matter, know-how, the domain knowledge, and you want to put it to the use. So you may want to write a book, right? Or the third one is starting your own TV show, creating videos, right? As simple as that, right? So what you need to do, right? I have like two or three key elements. Take a piece of notepad and then start writing why. Why do you want to do that idea? Why do you want to create that podcasting show? Why do you want to write a book? Why do you want to create videos, right? So in case of podcasting, we know that that's happening. The quote-unquote voice is considered as the future of where the entire industry is going towards, right? So yeah, so there is definitely a why behind that, right? Book writing, we know that book writing gives you yet another immense platform, massive platform to leverage your expertise, and your book is considered as your new business card, right? So yes, we know there is a lot of potential behind why to write a book. Starting your TV show or creating videos on a consistent basis, right? Why do you want to do that, right? Because we know videos allow you to create that connection, chemistry, and then people also who are watching your videos, right? They get to know in action, and then that allows you and them to create some kind of humanizing bond in between, right? So yeah, there's definitely all good whys, right? And the why and rewards go hand in hand. So in case of podcasting, the rewards are you are already positioning yourself for the future, right? Where exactly the industry is going, right? So reward is there for the podcasting. It also allows you to tap into other people's platform by going into other people's podcast shows, channels, when you become the guest, right? It allows you to tap into their network, their platform. It allows you to generate relationships. Book writing reward is huge, right? Amazon has completely democratized the book publishing industry, and you don't need access to the gatekeepers anymore. So the reward is huge, right? As soon as you write a book, you are considered as an quote-unquote expert instantly, right? So reward is there for podcasting, book writing, video creation. Reward is huge, right? Because then that becomes your asset, yeah, that becomes your intellectual capital in many ways that you can leverage in a variety of different ways in terms of content repurposing, where you can convert the video to the blogs, you can convert video to bite-sized videos, you can convert video to your podcast. So reward is there, right? You also need to start thinking about risks in terms of the time. Do you have the energy? Do you have the resources, right? In many cases, you will find that you are invariably constrained by the time, right? In which case, you need to then start thinking about, hey, if I don't have a time, right, then can I latch on to other people who can do these activities for me? So for example, book writing, right? Can you hire a ghostwriter? So they will take your big idea, and then they will write a book in a few months, thereby elevating that so-called barrier, adversity, right? The time becomes the adversity. Now you are taking care of that by hiring a ghostwriter, right? Energy, right? That also takes care of that because they are doing that a job on your behalf, right? And the resources, yes, you are hiring a third party resource that is going to do that job for you, right? In case of podcasting, right, you may not be able to hire to do your own podcasting show. That means you need to put your own time and energy to conduct that podcasting show if you want to interview some guest or whatnot, right? But then a lot of other activities, right, post podcasting activity, you can simply outsource that in terms of creating the transcript, uploading to your website, uploading to your social media, right? So you see where I'm going with this, right? You may have like a lot of great ideas, right? But then you need to take away all the noise behind that, if you know what I mean, right? Same with the video creation, right? Yes, video is considered as yet another great leveraging point. It allows you to repurpose the content in variety of different ways, right? So time, you need to find a time in this case, right? Because that becomes your gateway to do so many other things, and then you can repurpose, you can re-manifest yourself in variety of different ways. So then in this case, you need to find yourself time to create videos, right? If you know what I mean, right? You cannot simply outsource that activity to, hey, do some videos for me, right? There is another angle to that, which is basically if you want to create like a publicity showcasing video or sizzle reel, like that thing you can simply outsource. But then there are certain core activities when it comes to your videos, right? You will have to do it yourself. So the idea here is that whatever ideas that you may have, right, jot it down, take a piece of paper, and then start creating clarity. So this is what I call my clarity advantage. And then that is how you can then start completing this matrix. In my case, right, I have not started podcasting in many ways. I've been doing a lot of videos, right? I have already written a book, but podcasting is something I have not really started actively, consciously pursuing, and I think I shouldn't wait for that. But right now I've been inundated with so many other things in terms of creating online courses, videos, and so on and so forth, understanding the logistics about how to publish those online courses. So that has taken grunt of my activity in terms of creating the videos. So as a result, I'm not able to devote a lot of time to the podcasting, right? But the idea here is that create this clarity matrix, right? And then what you need to do, right? You need to come up with what I call prioritization. So if you have 10 different ideas, right? Come up with the clarity matrix, prioritize those in terms of what is going to give you the most bang for the buck, right? In my case, I focused on video creation, online courses. I have put podcasting on the back burner, right? That doesn't mean that I cannot do the podcasting, right? You are just deferring that at a later time. And then that is how I was able to prioritize where to give weightage, right? Because right now everything is moving virtual. COVID-19 happened, coronavirus, right? The attention has shifted to virtual, online, and that is where I decided to put my eggs in that basket, right? But that doesn't mean I cannot do podcasting, right? So the idea here is that, in a nutshell, right? When you are inundated with so many creative ideas, right? Don't get distracted. Don't start hopping in from one idea to the next idea. Do some things and then do here and do there. Right? Don't do that. Come up with a clarity of vision matrix in terms of what is that you are trying to achieve, where exactly you are going to get best bang for the buck. Why do you want to do that? Are there any risks in terms of the time, energy, resources? And then once you have that, create prioritization, and then come up with top 1 to 2 or maybe 3 ideas, depending on how many number of ideas that you have. And then once you prioritize that, right, it is going to allow you to create clarity. It is going to give you more focus, and the more focus you become, the more confident you are going to become, and then that is going to allow you to go executing those ideas with full force. So I hope it added value. I would love to see what you think about it. Feel free to like my channel, subscribe to all my notifications, and then please do comment. I want to know how am I doing here, and I hope I'm adding some value here. So signing off, talk to you later. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the New Age of Influence show. It's been a pleasure to have you. If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, don't forget to subscribe and also share it with your friends and family. If you want to learn more about what we talked today or need any kind of done-for-you services, visit our website at www.macarandoodpat.com or connect with us on social media.